America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front approaches the state. Most of today, though, should be dry and fairly warm for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Chance of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area, but the better rain chances holding off till, I think, late tonight. The showers will be moving in, and showers and a few thunderstorms are likely at times tomorrow. Saturday's high around 73. Showers ending Saturday evening, then colder Saturday night. On Sunday, sunshine returns, but it'll be quite a bit cooler with a high only around 58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I'm alone now. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Just reading an article here that Shepard Smith is scared of intimidation and vilification of the press. Oh, no. Oh, no. We have plenty of press freedom here, Shep Smith. And the problem is that half the press is in bed with the government. Because they like their connections and having that insider status. And also, when I peruse the local news, at least the crime section, I'm glad I moved away from Capitol Heights. Like, a guy was stabbed and killed on Ann Street at the Liberty gas station there. Another person shot right off of Ann Street just last night. Shot and killed. Now they're investigating the motivations. Usually people know each other who kill each other. It's rarely a random act. This is unsettling, to say the least, when it's very close to home. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, you forgot to mention how much they love to shape and mold public opinion.
Oh, yes.
Press.
Yeah.
You know, and they view that as their job, as well as the, you know, people in the State Department and the DOJ. They want to shape and mold public opinion and, you know, try to get us into all nice little uniform minions.
It was so great when we only had three sources of information. It was so easy to mold the situation and the narrative. But now, you know, we've got the internet and you got crazy people on the radio like me with my good paddle up here. I think Shep Smith needs a good paddling.
Shepard Smith, what happened to him? I mean, I never did. I got to where I really, well, just didn't like him too much because, you know, he had kind of, you know, gone into that, you know, mold of trying to tell people what to think. But why did he leave Fox? What was the emphasis there, do you know?
It's not clear, actually. Shep Smith left. Catherine Herridge left. That is a big loss for Fox. I was happy to see Shep go, though honestly, I was always on the air. I never really watched Shep Smith. But Catherine Herridge is a fantastic reporter, and I don't hear her complain and whatnot. I think Shep Smith got too big of a head. He wanted to be essentially a CNN straight news reporter, which really means you pretend to be objective, but then you're always giving opinion.
Well, he couldn't be straight one reporter, you know, but whatever.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But now, you know, I just want to... You know how I hate to disparage people, Joey?
Yeah, you hate it.
It's terrible to have to really disparage people the way I do.
But I preemptively forgive you for your sins. Go ahead and listen.
But this Fiona Hill character, this British...
The Dr. Fiona Hill to you, sir.
I'm not saying, but she has got to be one of the ugliest women I have ever seen in my life.
She is a bit severe. She is a bit severe looking. You know what I first thought when I saw her? This is honest. I love Austin Powers. And I first thought of that opening scene where it's the assassin. He's dancing with this woman, and it turns out that's not a woman. That's a man, baby. Why won't you die, Powers?
I did, too. I looked at her, and I'm like, she just don't look quite right somehow or another. I don't know. I'm wondering. You know, I guess you're wondering about. Anyway,
Austin, that's my mother. What are you doing? That's not your mother. That's a man, man.
And do you think it could be possible?
No, actually, as she started speaking, I can see why she's where she is. But I was like, what is this woman doing here? And I'll let you go on, because I have my already said my piece on Fiona Hill, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I just, you know, wanted to point that out. She is a bit odd looking, whatever, but I know people can't help their looks. I can't help mine either.
Well, did you see, same here. Did you see the portion of the testimony where Nunes asked her about her relation to Christopher Steele?
Go ahead and refresh my memory, though.
Apparently, this is way before the Steele dossier and all that. They were colleagues when Steele was still at MI6, and he retired in 2009. And she apparently, had met him a few times after that, but she couldn't remember the dates in 2016. And she was given the Steele dossier a day before it was leaked in BuzzFeed by Strobe Talbert, who's a big Clinton supporter. It's almost like this dossier was being passed out to everybody who knew Hillary Clinton and given her money.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me. I don't think it should surprise anybody, really. You know, and I mean, there was that one instant where... You know, the congresswoman pointed out, didn't you have your pigtail set on fire by somebody in grammar school or whatever it was? You know, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China, Joey?
Right.
I mean, does that mean she's more qualified to sit there and tell us what you think?
Now, her whole role is they wanted somebody with a posh accent who is a very serious person, who has that very serious look, to tell everybody in this country what a shame it is that people are advancing these conspiracy theories. Sure, right,
Well, it seems to me like the more you look into this, the more you see a bunch of disgruntled bureaucrats who have lost, you know, their ability or their status or whatever you want to call it to, you know, really monkey around with their power that we've given them, you know, to tell us what to do and how to vote and everything else. That's, I think, more and more, that's what it's about.
Yep.
The State Department, the DOJ, the everything, you know, they're really mad that the people of the United States actually decided to do something they didn't want, which was to elect Donald Trump. You know, so where do you think this goes from here, though, Joey? I mean, do you think they're actually going to get an impeachment, or do you think that they're going to try to settle for something less?
Based on what Nancy Pelosi said, a reporter asked that actually a good question of Pelosi, because we still have freedom of the press in this country. Shep Smith.
My feelings are hurt.
Well, if you ask good questions, your feelings are hurt. Now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty, Shep. Anyway. Now, this reporter asked Pelosi, why don't you just wait and have the courts require and bind people like Mick Mulvaney, Chief of Staff, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and even Trump himself demand their testimony? I'm sure the courts will demand it. And Pelosi, we don't have time to wait on the courts. And when she said that, it's like they're trying to get this done and pass articles of impeachment before the Horowitz report and the hearings with Horowitz really get going.
Isn't that what it's really... Well,
yes,
that's one of the things that it's really all about, is to try to give them cover.
Yes.
So they can, you know, sit there and say, oh, well, now the president is taking retribution on the
Well, and that's why Fiona. That's why Fiona Hill was there yesterday. Excuse me, Dr. Fiona Hill. That's why she was there. She didn't have any direct evidence of anything. She just talked to a bunch of people. She was there to say anybody suggests the Ukrainians interfere in 2016, they did. Anybody suggests there was something fishy about this Russia investigation going back before the FBI got a hold of it, they're all kooks like Rudy Giuliani advancing conspiracy theories and shadowy narratives, and it's just not true. They're trying to get out ahead of what's coming out in the Horowitz report, and I hope this is why I think Trump's like, I want a trial. Because let's let the evidence, you know, be. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a true debate based on
the facts. Get it all out.
Yeah.
Tell it all.
So this will be fun. Well, go have a fun turkey day. You know, remind yourself of what you're actually thankful for in this country. Probably friends, family, you know, good food, these sorts of things. And then we'll come back in early December after my birthday. I'll be a whole year older, and we're going to have a lot of fun with the impeachment, with the Horowitz report, with the Durham investigation, with the Senate trial, and the presidential campaign still going on.
Don't forget that one. Well, all right, Joey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Papa B. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Georgia from Alabama.
Hey, Georgia from Alabama.
I think this is a first-time call to you. I've called Greg. Spanking them is not harsh enough.
Yes, ma'am.
These traitors, let's do what they used to do on ships where they yank off their shirt and give them a bunch of whiplashings.
Ooh. See, I didn't want a Secret Service visit. So, like, I'm just going with the spanking, you know.
Oh.
And I really do have a sizable paddle up here. Like, you can hear it. It's
but I don't think that's going to do the trick.
Yes, ma'am.
No, we need something more that really threatening and will keep them from wanting to do what they're doing to our president.
You know what I think will do it, Georgia from Alabama?
But I think jail is better.
You know what I think will do it? Yeah, jail. Jail and embarrassing a lot of these politicians in public.
But when are we going to start putting them in jail? Come on.
Oh, this leak that came out last night, it's a preemptive leak. The Horowitz report, if they mention somebody under investigation or whatnot, they got to look at it first to comment on, oh, you say this about me. And that's what I believe this is. An FBI agent essentially fiddled with, changed, manipulated a key document that got the warrant on Carter Page to spy on the Trump campaign. That's why John Durham is now in a criminal investigation. So whoever that was is probably going to jail.
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I don't even listen to this stuff.
Yes.
Because I just can't stand to listen to it. And I got...
Well, there are days when I feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, you have to keep on top of it. So I just need someone to summarize it once in a while for me, and then I'm okay. But anyways, I'll let you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for taking me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, it's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know you're doing good. You sound awesome today.
I'm worked up.
All right. Well, you know, my birthday's tomorrow.
Oh,
what
happy
day
birthday.
Exactly is yours?
December the 1st, so that would be, I think, Sunday.
Ah, okay. You're just a week away from me then. You know, something about us Sagittarians. You know, we're just awesome. Yeah, I know.
We're
I
very
know.
Thoughtful. We're very good looking. Especially on the inside. And, we're just great. We're great people all around. It has to do with the stars and the moon and and the sun, everything. Yeah.
Yes, and touched with God. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
there
ma'am.
You go.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, what I wanted to bring out, and I know you've said it before, but we need to educate the young people, especially the ones that are just starting to try to, you know, step into the political thing and figure it out. When you're watching these interviews or these hearings, these testimonies, and you listen to the first word and it says I,
mm-hmm.
or I believe, or, you know, I'm in the opinion of, or I felt like...
I presume.
You know,
yeah.
Yes, yes. When you start hearing that, shut it off. Because right then, all you're getting is, like you said, hearsay. You're not getting the facts. You're getting their opinion. And the opinion doesn't matter. We all have one. So my opinion is just as important as theirs. That's not going to get us anywhere. When it's a fact, and they come out and say, we know that on July 18th, this happened, and we have this documented by this, then it's worth listening to.
Amen.
But if it's not something like that, it's no more important than what you've said yourself, or I said myself, or the man down the street has said.
Right. It's kind of like saying all those of us who are Sagittarius are very good looking. No, that's just an opinion.
Absolutely. But it's a good opinion.
No, it's a correct one, but it's an opinion.
And my mom told me I'm handsome, too.
You know it, honey.
And I presumed it was true my whole life, yet I'm not getting all these dates.
I'm telling you. Don't you know it?
Maybe it's something about your ornery disposition, you Eeyore Joey. That's why women don't want to talk to you.
Oh, well, whatever.
No, it's because you're so good looking, they figure they don't have a prayer.
Yeah, that's...
You just got to... I think that's the humble... You just got to let them know.
That's the humble position, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to let them know. It's okay, sweetheart. You don't have to be as good looking as me. I still would like you. There you go.
Debbie, I appreciate the call.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye. Happy birthday early. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings to you. And
also,
the holiday season.
Yes, also
to you
with
and
you.
The whole listening audience.
Yes.
Now, if you hear any noise in the background, I'm standing in my backyard putting clothes on the clothesline and talking to you at the same time. So if you hear noises going by, it's just cars going down Interstate 85 and down a portion of South Decatur when they realize that the road is blocked off and are having to turn around.
Okay.
And I did want to mention everybody, particularly those that didn't know that part of South Decatur is blocked off. And for those people that are going to be coming to the Turkey Day Classic football game next week, if they're used to getting off Interstate 85 to the downtown exit and then turning left on South Decatur, if you'll go down to that next street, street is Hall Street, and then turn left on Hall Street instead, and then go down Hall till you get to Kramer Avenue or Julius Street, one of those streets, and then turn left and get on South Decatur from there. Then you can go right onto the football stadium from there. But South Decatur is partly blocked off to replace some pipes that's been down in Janetta Ditch 100 years, and it's going to be blocked off for the next 4 months. So
okay.
You want everybody to be aware of that for the game next week.
Thank you, John. Scintillating call, as always. Have a good day.
Well, peace and blessings.
All right. Sorry, folks. Fell asleep there for a second. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jackson.
Hey, Jackson. How's it going, man?
Good. Okay. When this Horowitz report comes out, if somebody is arrested and goes to jail and has their day in court, where's that going to be at? D.C.?
Yeah, I imagine D.C. Because most of the people involved would be, you know, working D.C., Virginia area.
I mean, do you honestly believe, I mean, you personally, do you think that they're going to have a conviction of one of these leftist or liberal types in D.C.?
I think there will be conviction of, in my gut, it tells me that there will be conviction of some lower-level folks. The first person I most want to see fry is John Brennan. Or at least locked up or paddled or something. They tend to protect their own up in D.C., unfortunately. But if there is hard evidence against John Brennan, and I think he's the main guy cooked all this up, he's the guy kind of laundered all this oppo research to the FBI, into the FISA report, all this stuff, I would like to see him in trouble, but, you know, I won't hold my breath.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it. But, I mean, it's been going that way since, you know, when we had Hillary's, you know, her emails. And everybody was saying lock her up. Like, we've been waiting on something to happen, and I don't know how other people feel about it, but these are, like, they're political figures in D.C. There's so many loopholes, and there's ways to drag it on and get lawyers involved, like tons of lawyers.
Well, here Jackson, though, I we agree on this, but it echoes what I was ranting about yesterday morning. And whether it's local, state, or national, there's plenty of corruption, and if somebody really did engage in corrupt activity, if it rises to a certain level, throw their ass in jail. But I really get tired of, we get bogged down in corruption, who are we going to lock up and all this stuff. I really, at this point, just want the decks cleared. I want the narrative wrapped up and shown that this president has been treated horribly by deep state actors since he was elected, even before he was elected. And that way we can actually go about improving, you know, the government and policy and lives for the American people. It doesn't improve my life or Jackson's life to see Hillary Clinton or John Brennan in a jail cell. There might be some, like, schadenfreude. There might be some, like, oh, you know, they got theirs, and we like the catharsis of seeing the evil punished. But it doesn't, at the end of the day, really improve our lives. What does is getting the government out of our way, making sure we can service the debt going into the future, all these big issues. And, major foreign policy accomplishments, there are serious issues in front of us. And right now we're just so bogged down in this blob of corruption and conspiracy theory and rumor and innuendo that we can't do the big things. So I hope what happens with the Senate trial, what happens with the Horowitz report, is we sort of put to bed this Russia story and we can actually move on to doing some things.
I hope we can. I think you and I are on the same page as far as what I would like to see. I mean, you're pretty much echoing what I've been saying.
Yes, sir. How old are you again?
I'm 32.
Yeah, I'll be 31 December 1st. So we're about the same generation, same age.
Yep.
How long have you been listening to talk radio? There aren't enough young people listening to these airwaves.
I'd say probably 3-4 years that I've been listening to this station.
Awesome. What kind of, when did the bug bite you, so to speak, to listen to any conservative media or any talk radio, politics in general?
I think when they were starting to tear down all the Confederate statues, when that was getting a lot of press, and especially when that one psycho shot up that church, I wanted to tune in and see what it was about. And I've been listening ever since, so.
Well, I hope you keep listening, and there should be plenty on our plate federally and locally. We'll see where it goes. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening, Jackson.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I got to hit a break here, folks. Y'all want to join in? 272-9228. I'm your host, Joey Clark. You're listening to News and Views.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
It's not just about sex.
Frankly, I want to try.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. As you just heard, my voice, this hour of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. They have updated their website, though. It's myalabamahomemortgage.com. My and why? My Alabama Mortgage. AlabamaHomeMortgage.com. MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com. Kim Williams and her team over there are doing incredible work for the folks here in the River Region. Not all mortgage lenders are the same. Kim Williams has learned from her many years in the business about how to serve the customer, and she doesn't even think of them as customers. She thinks of them as extended family. So when you call 567-4223, 567-4223, put that number in your phone now, 567-4223. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, they're going to be straight shooters with you. They're going to tell you, hey, you're all set. We can get you a lower rate. We can get you a lower payment month to month. We can maybe, you know, shorten the year span, whatever you want in terms of, you know, we got a deal ready for you. You're all set. And if you're not ready, there's all sorts of reasons why you might not be ready for a mortgage or a refinancing. They'll tell you. And this is why people trust and keep going back to Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage, because they're straight shooters. They're looking out for your best interest when they're coming up with deals on first-time home mortgages and refinancing. And since we're getting close to Christmas, since Turkey Day is only next week, maybe you want a little walking around money to help supplement Santa. Make it a very merry Christmas indeed. Well, that's where Kim Williams can really help you out, get you a little extra cash for the holidays. Or maybe you want to renovate the home because you got a bunch of family coming to visit for the holidays. And hopefully it's not like a Griswoldian Christmas where you can't stand your in-laws. I hope you love them and you want to impress them. Call them today again, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at AlabamaHomeMortgage.com, MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com, MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com. And, of course, veterans. I've lived with a veteran. I've told him myself, hey, man, you got to go to Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. They've made it very easy. You can swift and swimmingly deal with the VA through Alabama Home Mortgage and earn the VA home loan benefits you earned through your service. So call me then today, 567-4223, MyAlabamaHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of personal history here. I, for so long, and I'm still this way in many ways, am a malcontented libertarian kook. I believe the best government is that which governs least. I believe the best government is so small you could almost drown it in a bathtub. I believe liberty is what keeps a modern society together. Liberty and equality before the law. Equal liberty. And equal rights. And by rights, I don't mean just anything people want under the sun. An actual right to live your life, to think as you wish, to speak as you wish. I certainly benefit from that every day. To protect yourself and defend yourself when and how you wish, when necessary. The right to self-defense is one of the most innate and important rights as found in the Bill of Rights. I believe that individuals working hard to improve their own lives, to help stabilize and improve their family life, help stabilize and improve their community and their nation, individuals taking the initiative is the best way we come together
and have a flourishing and wealthy and healthy society. Again, whether we're talking about Montgomery, Alabama, the United States, or the world, it is individuals improving their own lives that actually changes the world. It's always stuck with me. A priest over at St. Bede once said, if you really want to change the world, stop running for office and all this, these grandiose dreams of changing the world. No, invite your neighbors over to dinner. Invite them over for dinner and get to know them. That's how you really start to change the world, person by person, especially that person in the mirror. All that said, it makes me a bit skeptical of electoral politics and of our dear champions in the arena fighting for us against the evil other side. So I don't get all teary-eyed when I see presidents of either party, even this president, talk about how they're fighting for you. And I kept my powder dry. I really did wait on the Mueller report. I waited, and China said, don't ever fall in love with a politician. You know, there's a lefty named Gore Vidal. There's a great documentary on Gore Vidal called Best of Enemies. It's about him and William F. Buckley Jr.'s rivalry for decades. It's a fantastic, enlightening documentary. And you kind of wish for those days in some way. You don't really wish it were back in the 60s again with bombings three times a week all over the country and racial animus and all this stuff going on. But you do sometimes wish, where are these gifted orators? Where are these gifted, brilliant intellectuals giving the best arguments for either side? The reason I bring up Gore Vidal is that he once fell in love with a politician, and he said never again. He fell in love with Jack Kennedy, JFK. And though Kennedy was a great orator himself and often advanced great arguments, he kind of fell into what a lot of presidents fall into. If only it were so simple that we elect a president, say like Donald J. Trump, and then he drains the swamp. The problem is you don't just all of a sudden, say there's a ship that has this unruly bearing, it's going to hit the dock. All of a sudden you switch captains just a few hundred yards out. It's like, okay, turn the ship around. Well, there's no stopping it, sir. There's a reason we've had the last three presidents. Bush, W. Bush, ran on a humble foreign policy. Barack Obama ran against wars of choice. Donald Trump wants to be America first and bring the troops home and stop wasting so much blood and treasure in the Middle East and all over the world, paying for the defense of Europe and East Asia and all these places. And yet Donald Trump hasn't been able to get it done. It's because there are forces even beyond presidents at work. So we have to be clear-eyed about the situation. But what made me run, this malcontented, kooky libertarian, run into the arms of Donald Trump, and I best describe myself as anti-Trump. It's not that I love everything he does, and it's not that he's been a perfect president making perfect calls. It's that he pisses off the right people, and he's hilarious. He's quite entertaining. So, I guess I'm anti-Trump. The animus towards Trump is sometimes so over the top, and in particular, this Russian narrative has made me say I have to defend this guy because it's bigger than Trump. This is a whole large conspiracy, not against just this president, but against anybody like him. There's a reason why Tulsi Gabbard is crapped on by Hillary Clinton. It's the same reason Republicans crapped on Trump early on and still crap on him to this day. So let's just say I'm in the fight now, and bring on the Senate trial. I still hold my ideals. I still believe the way we actually change the world is one person at a time, that liberty and the smallest government possible is what we should be moving towards, but we should also be practical and start doing the things that actually matter, not only for tomorrow and next month or next year, but 10 years in the future. We need to get our house in order. But the politics of the day does rule, and I'm ready for that fight. Bring it on. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones real quick. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
Hey, Brooks.
Hey, Brooks.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hey, I just wanted to brag on Kim Williams.
Oh, absolutely.
I had heard her advertisements, and I ended up giving her a call, I don't know, maybe 4 months ago. Okay. We purchased a house,
yeah.
Got a home loan through them. They navigated, you know, helped us navigate the VA loan process, and she was just phenomenal.
Yeah, so, she's great. She is.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just somebody who's actually followed through, and I just had a fantastic experience. She's highly recommended, and I appreciate y'all sharing her name through the air, so it certainly helped us.
Yeah, I've heard so many testimonials like the one you just gave about people she's helped, and she keeps surprising me. Like, I know she's great. I know Alabama Home Mortgage is great, and then folks like yourself call, I'm like, well, there she does it again.
Y'all have a great partner in her, and she showed up at closing, and man, just fantastic people. So I thought I'd share it, just a testimonial, and that's all I got. Have a great day.
Thank you, Brooks. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye. More news and views after this. Thank you for that, Brooks. And y'all, definitely check out Alabama Home Mortgage, sponsor of this hour of news and views. Again, that number, 567-4223. Be right back. More news and views after this. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Marguerite's first time ever, a pre-Thanksgiving blowout! We're going to have doorbusters, tons of doorbusters. $29 stud pearl earrings, $99 diamond stud earrings, our baby diamond cross. Everyone loves it at $299. Well, forget about it. 99, limit of 50 of them. That's it. $99, baby diamond cross. Unbelievable doorbusters. Diamonds, 60% off. Watches, 49% off. All bands, 49%. Everything has a doorbuster price. Everything. Later available till Christmas. Thank you.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
And their jobs. The University of Michigan's reading for the end of November for consumer sentiment came in at 96.8, stronger than expected. Also, President Trump sounded more optimistic about trade talks with China, speaking with Fox News this morning.
Very good. We have a deal potentially very close. He wants to make it much more than I want to make it. I'm not anxious to make it.
Nordstrom shares are rallying up 7% after its earnings were stronger than expected and better than a year ago. Nordstrom also is optimistic about its business. You'll be able to pre-order a 5G phone from AT&T starting Monday. The company says it'll be selling the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus 5G. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front approaches the state. Most of today, though, should be dry and fairly warm for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Chance of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area, but the better rain chances holding off till, I think, late tonight. The showers will be moving in, and showers and a few thunderstorms are likely at times tomorrow. Saturday's high around 73. Showers ending Saturday evening, then colder Saturday night. On Sunday, sunshine returns, but it'll be quite a bit cooler with a high only around 58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This Christmas, on the Hallmark Channel, and on CBS, and ABC, and CNN, and MSNBC, and Fox News, and on any little mom-and-pop YouTube channel. In a country divided by politics, one swamp manages to divide people even more. Yes, it's a Christmas impeachment. Will Nancy Pelosi learn to love the president she hates so much? Will Adam Schiff be given his lump of coal? And will Eric Swalwell learn not to break wind on national television?
Listening to the president talk about this swap of dirt for U.S. military aid.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House for the Republicans, he's the Republican leader in the House. He just put out a savage Instagram post. You can go to my Facebook page, folks, if you want to check it out, or Book of Faces page, as I like to call it. Just friend me or follow me, Joey Clark, black and white photo. I'm in a tux. I'm looking good. Don't always look that good. It was my brother's wedding, though, and I felt like I looked very handsome. And what Kevin McCarthy posted here on Instagram is a photo, and in the foreground, it's Eric Swalwell standing and doing an interview on television. And in the background is Kevin McCarthy standing behind Swalwell some distance, also doing a stand-up interview on television. And Kevin McCarthy put this caption to this photo. Again, Swalwell standing in front of McCarthy, yeah, probably about a good 5-6 feet, but is that enough? Kevin McCarthy captioned it with this: "The last place you want to stand while giving an interview is behind Representative Eric Swalwell." Well done, Representative McCarthy, Leader McCarthy. Well done. The one thing that can bring us together, no, it's not Dolly Parton, New York Times, though everybody loves Dolly Parton. It's Eric Swalwell's fart. It's going to be a very Merry Christmas, folks. Impeachment. Farts on national television. I can't wait. I just can't wait. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break. Last break of the hour.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
Marguerite's is having a pre-Thanksgiving blowout now through Wednesday night only. You heard me. Doorbusters! Pearl studs, $29. Pearl necklaces, 62-inch, $39. Pearl diamond studs, $99. Bolo and Diamond by the Art bracelets, $149. All Boulevard watches, 49% off. Men's, ladies' bands, all of them, 49% off. Diamonds, you hear that? 60% off! Never had a blowout like this. Only till Wednesday night. 10 to 7 p.m. Marguerite's Pepsi Shop Center.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Pawn Shop on Troy Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. You know, there's going to be an early birthday present for me. If you notice, this song, not the John Williams Christmas music from Home Alone, but which is great music, but this song and the song before this, Lady Cab Driver, the song, of course, being Little Red Corvette, it's a sign of my birthday present early and Christmas come early. There's going to be a reissue of the purple one, Prince's 1999. And where I'm excited about is not like remastered versions of these songs we all know so well, but there's going to be two whole discs of unreleased vault material, and I'm going to be a pig in slop. I love this guy's music. And now that we're about 3 years past his death, or more than that, more stories are coming out and more music, what I really care about, is coming out. So that's a nice early birthday gift for me. Now, I think the president, though, is feeling like he's getting Christmas early, because Republicans, who in the past have opposed this president on all sorts of different policies, whether it's the border wall or the travel ban or trade war, all sorts of issues, they're now coming to his defense in this impeachment inquiry. And it's almost like people predicted this would happen, that if you do impeachment along partisan lines, it makes people run to their camps and get into the fight. It's too juicy not to fight. One of these Republicans, who's been against the president on many policy issues, is a guy I've been very impressed with in the course of these hearings. His name is Will Hurd. He's a Republican congressman from Texas. He's not seeking re-election, but he, well, said he doesn't see any reason to impeach the president. This is great, great by William Hurd here on the president's behalf.
Service to this country, and I appreciate y'all being here today. Throughout this process, I have said that I want to learn the facts so we can get to the truth. So why are we here? Because of two things that occurred during the president's July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The use of the phrase, do us a favor, though, in reference to the 2016 presidential election, and the mention of the word Biden. I believe both statements were inappropriate, misguided foreign policy, and it's certainly not how the executive, current or in the future, should handle such a call. Over the course of these hearings, the American people have learned about a series of events that, in my view, have undermined our national security and undercut Ukraine, a key partner on the front lines against Russian aggression. We've heard of U.S. officials carrying uncoordinated, confusing, and conflicting messages that created doubt and uncertainty in Kyiv at a time when a new reformist administration has just taken office and was ready to fight corruption and work with us to advance other U.S. objectives.
But
I disagree with this sort of bungling foreign policy.
Right, right.
But through these hearings, many of my colleagues have unwittingly undermined the Ukrainian government by suggesting that it is subservient to the United States, and without the United States, they wouldn't be able to function. The Ukrainians, as you stated, Mr. Holmes, is in a hot war with Russia, and they are holding their own. We could benefit from the experience of the Ukrainians, not the other way around. While I thought the Intelligence Committee would actually be engaged in oversight of the intelligence and national security communities, unfortunately, we are not. We're here talking about one of the most serious constitutional duties we have as members of Congress, the impeachment and removal of the President of the United States. Over the past weeks, we've learned a few things. The officials on the July 25th call have many different opinions on whether the call was concerning or not. And just because Vice President Biden is running for president does not mean that corruption related to Burisma, Ukraine's largest natural gas company, and Americans' ties to it are not concerning. There's also a lot we do not know. We have not heard from Rudy Giuliani. We haven't heard from Hunter Biden. I'd like to know more about both of their activities, why they talk to whom and to whom. Despite promises from Chairman Schiff, we have also not heard from the whistleblower, something that can occur in a closed setting without violating his or her anonymity. We need to understand the motivations and level of coordination happened prior to his or her submission of the complaint. Over the past few weeks, and even today, it's been reiterated. In 2017, the Trump administration made the decision to provide lethal defensive aid to Ukraine after the Obama administration refused to do so.
Yep.
Ukraine is receiving all the security assistance as directed by Congress. President Zelensky has undertaken significant anti-corruption efforts, including eliminating the parliamentary immunity from prosecution. And, again, Mr. Holmes, you mentioned this today, under President Zelensky's leadership, we have finally seen some progress this fall towards ending the Russian occupation of eastern Ukraine. So where does this leave us? An impeachable offense should be compelling, overwhelmingly clear, and unambiguous, and it's not something to be rushed or taken lightly. I've not heard evidence proving the president committed bribery or extortion. I also reject the notion that holding this view means supporting all the foreign policy choices we have been hearing about over these last few weeks.
So there's a guy who's not necessarily a cheerleader for the president agreeing that this impeachment